to this session of Outcast and Outclassed.
Outcast fireball on this map.
Brilliant.
We're going to have a brand new audience member, and we're going to do that bit, and they're going to be like, what is happening? What? You know, why are they saying breath but bad?
Breath. The thing that's amazing to me is this
bit. Are you saying we have bad breath?
This bit is longer than his life.
Jeez.
Oh boy. Oh,
that hurt a little inside, actually. Okay. I'll have to take a second on that one.
No.
Good all night, right.
No.
So let's get some brief announcements going. First of all, we have a giveaway tonight to anybody watching the VOD or the podcast, watching the podcast indeed. Know that if you ever want to join in on any of this stuff, if you hear any of this stuff and you're like, I want to go enter a giveaway, come check us out live every other Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. But the giveaway this time is, in thanks to Roll20, so I do want to give them an absolute shout out for that, we are giving away both the player core and GM core on Roll20 tonight. And that is wonderful. So if you ever wanted your new copy or you have the other old Pathfinder and you want the remaster, that'll happen at break tonight. That's one thing. And then second of all, the Crit Award nominations open up on April 1st. So if you like our show, please consider nominating us starting April 1st.
It's not a joke.
No, I'm
it is on April 1st.
It's true.
It does open April 1st.
I always forget that that's a thing.
I was like, why are we so serious?
It's not a joke.
It's not a tumor.
I want to double check if there is a particular... Yes, okay, you can go to critawards.org and you can check out all the nominee all the categories rather at that time. So April 1st, critawards.org. Please nominate us. We won last year and we want to win again, and let's be more award winning, and hell yeah.
Winning.
So with that, and one more happy birthday to Kitty Crafta. Just gotta put it out there. Let's go to the sponsors.
We have a sponsor who you may have heard of before if you've been here. Who are they? Eldritch Osiris Games. Eldritch Osiris Games, if you are unfamiliar, is the first Pathfinder 2E workers co-op in TTRPG history. What that means is that they work with to give voices to individuals who may not have a roadmap to get their works published, such as if you've been around the internet sphere the last week or so, you may have noticed they released something called, I don't know, The Monstrous Beasts, A Guide to Friend Them, and A Guide to... Monstrous Beasts, A Guide to Friend Them, for Pathfinder 2E.
On Twitter?
Someone.
Recently?
Yeah.
The Terror Goose?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think I'm bringing it up? Syrup, one of the people who made the Terror Goose, which is one of the monsters you can find in Monstrous Beasts, A Guide to Friend Them. On top of that, there's over 100 pages of content for your table, including new classes, new different things such as Barbarian Instincts. You can do there's an adventure also for level 4 adventurers in that book. So if you want to save a community from hashtag spiders, I mean, you could watch our show because apparently we're doing that too. But if you want to play something that involves saving people from a bunch of spiders, you can go pick up the Monstrous Beasts, A Guide to Friend and Monstrous Beasts, A Guide to Friend Them. It is available.
Monstrous Beasts. That's what we've called it the whole time. Just Monstrous Beasts.
Monstrous Beasts. It is available at eldritchosirisgames.com. You can find it on their drive-through RPG store as well. Go check it out, y'all. And if it wasn't obvious, it's because Sir Pelpois, right, a terrible goose. Go support a terrible goose and also Eldritch Osiris Games.
Absolutely. The last two things I will say is Waffles also wrote in the book, and he made land sharks. So go check that out.
That's what sharks needed, the ability to survive above water.
They're so good. They're really great and awful and wonderful. And then also, I wrote a companion, and all I will say, like a little like animal companion for the book as well. And let's just say that my monster and my little animal companion have something to do with each other, and no emotional damage. There's a lot of emotional damage. I couldn't resist. That's it. Okay, I'm done.
If you want a list, by the way, they have it on their drive-thru store. They have a list of like a bunch of everything there, so.
Wonderful. And with that, I suppose we'll see you in class.
Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome, not welcome back. Welcome for the first time. Welcome in. Take your seats.
This is actually episode 19 in season 2, so it's more than the first time.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
To the 49th time.
Buckle in, because there's a lot that happened last session. So we have a little bit of a lengthy recap for you. We're going to get through it, and it's going to be juicy and delicious. So just, you know, grab a drink if you need one. We'll be right there. Last we left off, we started with Tal, frustrated as they continue to be taken advantage of in spite of how strong they have grown. And they chat with Nim. While previously they would ignore and push away the power that made available to them by their patron, now Tal is ready to face them and embrace the unknown power. Ready for a conversation, Tal makes a choice, and Nim works on opening the door to deeper understanding and more power. The next morning over breakfast, the party collectively discusses the ramifications of what went on the previous day, just before they're summoned to the office of Janatimo. Usually lax, Janatimo is noticeably displeased with the outcasts this time. After running through a laundry list of items of concern, they express that their disappointment is in the way the party has represented themselves as conversants of the Magambia, in spite of Teacher Ott's brimming character recommendation. At this, Hideaki steps forward to explain as best he can, also making clear that when it comes to the safety of his friends, he will pull no punches. While their mentors understand the need to protect each other, they do ask that the party do so with more care for the surroundings and for the ones around them. Erfe musters up bravery to ask their mentors where the party's accomplishments were in the assessment of their wrongdoing, that while they're deserving of punishment in light of recent actions, they've received no acknowledgement of previous successes. The recent circumstances was clearly an outlier, and the party should not be made out to be reckless when this is an abnormal incident for them. After providing context to the situation, Janatimo issues the appropriate consequences to the team, which is basically, you're grounded, to stay on campus and study and attend community service work once a week. While Ark struggles with the idea of life and its value, Hideaki offers a sincere apology to Natofo for the damages done to the carnivorous gardens. Hideaki also takes a moment to apologize to Janatimo as they share in a moment of pride. Erfe takes a moment to speak with Teacher Ott, intending on learning how to magically pull punches so that they can continue safely defending themselves. And Ott excitedly agrees. With the final request to ask the party to think more carefully in the future, Janatimo sends them off on their way. With the oncoming downtime, Erfe takes a few moments to herself to consider the recent knowledge that Rin is her sister. She grapples with the possibility that she was involved in banishing Rin, and tries to think back on how it all happened. While her early memories are now intact, there's still a piece of more recent events that's pointedly missing. For the banishment, all Erfe and Rin can remember is the room, the chair, the mirror, and the man. When this only begins to circle, Erfe has a talk with Noxolo about their mark. Noxolo expresses hope that Erfe will be able to have a choice in the end. Eventually, their talk finds questions on a strange being known as Norgorber. Norgorber. a mortal who had assumed godhood. From the test of the Starstone, known only also as the Master of All Secrets. The sorry, I lost myself. Okay. While strange things for Arafe get stranger still, Infar sends a response, leaving an open invitation for Arafe to return to where she was raised for answers at her leisure, and providing the name to the mysterious man, Ajbal. I have to say, as a side note, the note, little lacking in apology, but you know. Ark spends their downtime a little differently, viewing this as yet another challenge or test. In their downtime, they seek out Ignacy, looking to understand their motives for tagging along and speaking to Janatimo. The conversation ebbs and flows between motive and emotion, Ark expressing that they're displeased that it seems the party wants to hold them back by asking them to process their emotions. Ignacy offers their own words of advice, providing insight as to why they work the way they do. The talk, productive enough, Ignacy finally takes their leave, a little flustered, leaving Ark to process their advice. When returning to the Sprout House, however, Ark receives a visit, at least through a mirror, of a beautiful woman that calls herself Queen Sortion. After a visit to the Black Heron Magic Warrior statue, to ask if they've ever had to deal with this, Hideaki has a hard time staying focused in school and not frog legs. Doing their own research, he goes to Arafe, wondering if they have a moment to brainstorm about their own separate but not dissimilar dilemmas concerning the potential of banishment between Rin and Overnosa. When Arafe enthusiastically agrees to get out of the dizzying herself with more schoolwork, they get to work. And through this information, Hideaki learns a little bit more about his situation, or Overnosa's situation. Arafe suggests not banishment, but imprisonment. And those who have the capability to imprison others must be very powerful. For Overnosa, Hideaki wonders who in his village could possibly wield such power outside of Overnosa. Things aren't adding up. And when Overnosa chooses not to answer certain questions, Hideaki acknowledges this, but lets him keep his peace. After, Hideaki receives a letter from Kazushi, detailing that Hideaki's father had broken the traditions of the choosing ceremony and Kazushi had received a sort of informal promotion. With the good news that Kazushi is beginning their own adventure as the newly appointed delegate, Hideaki contemplates home. Elsewhere, as Tal moves through the motions of studying, Nim invites Tal for a walk in between classes. Knowing well that they're venturing to meet their patron face to face, Tal moves with purpose to greet them. In the face of their patron, who seems to rest on the threads of time themselves, faces shifting between old, middle, and young, they offer Tal a promise that they too can twist the threads of fate. Learning Grandmother's rhyme, after a conversation with Anchor Root, Tal learns to tug the strings, finding power they believe will help them against their perceived weakness. Ooh, we get it. We did it. It was a doozy. I told y'all. And
but it was everything.
I think it was worth it. Yeah. I think it was worth it.
A lot. We actually went through everything. And if you liked
that. We
did
so much.
It really, really was a hell of an episode. And if you liked that recap, a shout out goes to our Lore Keeper Freckle Sketches. Thank you so very, very much. All right. So now we're here. And now, back on campus. What we did off camera, off screen for everybody at home, is rolled those study checks. So basically, due to the prior handicap, if you will, of whatever role y'all would get would be considered one degree of success lower. Based on that, Ark and Tal do not progress in their studies.
This was worse than disadvantage.
Yeah.
Like disadvantage, I could have did something, but this one, no.
Yeah. How's it feel to not succeed, Ark? How does it feel to not progress?
Yeah, we'll find out during story.
Mm. Oh yeah. Okay. All right.
Waffles don't care. Ark sucks.
Ark cares. Let's be real. Hideaki, the crit success turned regular success, does advance one in their branch studies in Cascade Bears. And perhaps pulls ahead of Ark in this neck and neck competition. We'll see how that comes out as well. And finally, Arafe.
Let's not talk
failure
about it.
Failure turned crit failure.
Let's not talk about it.
I'm so excited about this.
Let's actually, let's talk about it.
Oh, shit. No.
Because my favorite thing about what happened in messages when we rolled these checks earlier today is out of everybody, Star actually gave some in-character reasoning and was like, I am going to do this in, what is it, Emerald Bows?
Rain Scribes,
I was confused.
You don't even know.
I forget. gonna choose Rain Scribes because they want to start making up with Karide a little bit. Prepare the reputation a little bit.
She's the worst.
So we're gonna zoom in on Arafe real quick. Uh-huh. That's where we're gonna start.
Okay.
Arafe, since you've been back on campus and returned to attending Teacher Lawa's classes, you were never her favorite, and you know with Teacher Ulawa, it is like favorite or not, right? What you hadn't seen until this time was she's not like the best teacher by any means in the terms of playing favorites and things like that, but she does know her stuff. She is like a professor that's really more here for their own research and stuff like that. Than it is, you know, for the class. But competent. And so playing favorites is never fun, but what's the opposite of playing favorites? Because when you walk into class, the look she gives you, who has not shown up to what would you call that? What's the opposite of favorites here?
Detestation?
I like it. And maybe the first time, like the first class, like you kind of like shrunk to the back and tried to not have much attention called to yourself. But when I talked, I asked what is a tactic that you wanted to do to try to maybe get back in her good graces?
Well, in trying to get back in her good graces, I think it's one, she's trying to stay out of her way when she's doing things, but also offering to assist with anything that she needs. Mm-hmm, like, she needs someone to do something, great, I will volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-fave sounds like a medical.
Anti-fave.
Hey, doctor, hand me the anti-fave.
and you do, and it doesn't seem to be making much impact. On another day, another class, is there anything else you want to try?
I know she's very much into plants and creatures.
Insects, bugs, yes.
Yeah.
Bug teach.
So I figure maybe I'll bring one of my pets in. Maybe she will like Vati. Vati, for anyone who doesn't know, is the snake that I adopted.
Perfect.
Because I don't think she'd like the spell skeins as much, but maybe Vati.
Yeah, I like it. So Vati has come to know you at this point. You are the one that gives her food. You are the one that she's accustomed to your scent. I don't know how much you've taken her out before. Do you take her out and handle her, or are you bringing her in like a cage?
I would probably just carry her. Arafe's not really big in containing things.
Yeah. This is a magical school. Let's go. So, come class time, you come in with your snake. This is one of the classes that, like, she is late to. And, like, there's times where she sometimes just forgets and doesn't show up. So, as the class is occupied, everyone, like, you're in the center of attention. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, and like, can we pet her? And, you know, Vati seems to be handling it relatively well. It's a lot. But it's cool. Roll me animal handling. That's a thing, right? Tell me that's a thing.
No, it is not.
No, it's
I can do nature.
Nature, straight up.
Nature. Damn it.
But that time when I brought my snake to class and it bit somebody and they died. Damn.
Yeah. Rip.
Damn. Double homicide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's way better than my study check. That's a 28.
28. Okay. You are watching her carefully, and you are ensuring that she's not getting too overwhelmed. You give her space and breaks when she need to. Probably about halfway through the time period of this class, which, because everybody here is so used to it, I mean, Anchor Root is one of the first ones that, like, will either try to, like, very, very quietly be like, well, she wanted us to, you know, like, not lead the class, but, like, remind everyone, like, if you wanted to do independent work, this is what you could do. And other people just kind of break off. Some people leave. Halfway through, Teacher Ulawa comes through the door, papers in hand, and doesn't even look at the class, comes in, marches in, and puts some papers on her desk and turns around and starts writing on the board. Like, going in as if halfway through a sentence, and all the students scramble to try to, like, catch up. Students immediately disperse from around you, sitting on desks to sit down. And it's at that moment that you look down at Vati, almost nervous, right? Like, okay, you brought a snake. This is for Teacher Ulawa. How are you going to get her attention? You look down, and Vati's body language is suddenly tense. And she immediately begins slithering forward and out of your grasp.
Vati, no.
And before you have a chance, off she goes, beelining directly to Teacher Ulawa. And bites at her ankle. There is a scream as Teacher Ulawa whirls around. To say chaos ensues would be a very general way of putting it. Anchor Root jumps forward and is like, oh my god, are you okay? And is like trying to like deal with like a wound as a just trying to take care of Teacher Ulawa. Teacher Ulawa is glaring at the snake, who is now trying to, like, even though there's someone, I'm assuming you're rushing forward.
Oh, of
is there
course. Any,
okay, what, are you just trying to get the Vati away? Like, what are you doing in this moment?
Yeah, so I am, Ari is more concerned about getting Vati up because, you know, she bit her in the ankle. The thing I know Ulawa's going to do first is try and stamp down and get whatever it is away from her. So I want to try and get Vati out of the way.
Okay, you're going to dive down and grab her. Do a reflex saving throw.
Oh, no, don't kill my snake.
Don't step
for,
on snake.
For content warning for anybody that might need it, we are not killing the snake, I promise.
23.
The DM giveth and the DM taketh away.
Now there are that's two one, snakes. That,
we have a line, don't worry about it. If you're stressed at home, I want you to not to be stressed.
The DM said, you have too many pets.
I do. I have four.
You do have it's a true. Lot of pets.
You slide in and immediately grab it. Teacher Ulawa, actually, you're surprised because you do expect and anticipate that immediate, like, stomp on something, but she doesn't. Mm-hmm. She steps back, like, shrieks and just looks at this snake and is, like, you see her cast like a spell, almost like shield that you recognize, as there's like a shimmer of force around her as she steps back. She's brushing off Anchor Root in this moment. The other students are just staring at like, oh, what's going on? And you grab Vati. There's that moment where it's like in slow-mo. She looks down at the ground where the snake is and she begins to ask, who's snake? As she looks up following this and sees you. I assume this is your doing?
I am so sorry. I was coming to show her to you and I don't know what happened. She's been fine all day.
Out. Get out.
Okay.
Come to office hours. Leave the snake at home.
Yes, ma'am.
And you get kicked out of class.
I get kicked out of class. The chat brings up a good question. Is Zavati poisonous? Because we got her during a fight.
That's a very, very good point.
I think she was a cobra.
I'll look. I will look. Don't worry.
I will say, would it matter for a teacher?
Probably not.
Oh, well, just fine. We'll take a quick look.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Whatever.
Riff.
She's not cursed or anything. Oh, wait. Oh,
yeah, she's well, not.
Maybe.
Me.
Tal already transferred that curse.
Hi.
That would be awesome. Hideaki would be very happy.
We all come together just to plan the murder of Teacher Olava.
I mean, I'm down. Let's go.
We're already murderers. What's one more?
Are we?
No. Yes.
Yes, we are.
Nice. No. Yes, there's poison.
Yes, but.
Oh, God. However,
you get out of there, so you don't quite know what happens with that. But you can assume that that is going to be handled with whatever magic or otherwise.
You get called in the odds office and like, the fuck are you doing here? What are you doing?
Arafe, please report to the principal's office after poisoning your teacher. Thanks.
I'm going to get detention on top of being grounded.
So... we're going to kind of zoom out just a little bit, but this is the flavor to your critical failure on your study check. And
ultimate backfire on that one.
With that, basically what I'm going to say is you were a little, like, short on time even before this, right? Mm-hmm. You were taking some additional lessons with Teacher Ott. And you were also catching up on your studies.
And then I was cramming with Hideaki about stuff.
Yes, Hideaki. I'm going to say like that happened like a little bit ago, like maybe a week ago or something like that. So you're like, you've dealt with it. Like while it was a good session with Hideaki, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're now dealing with the, maybe that wasn't the best use of my time, but I'm fine.
I burned the candle at both ends.
Yes, yes. And... now moving forward, Teacher Olava is making you her little assistant, not in a good way. You're running errands and she doesn't care. And it's just, you also don't know when it's going to end. It wasn't this sort of like punishment of like, okay, you're going to come to office hours and you're going to do X. No, you're not quite sure. All you know is... this is one more thing that is taking you away from your studies. It's rough. It's rough.
Definitely rough.
You know, I dropped my first pen. My second pen is now dead. I didn't...
Oh, no. It's like a critical failure. It's a critical failure. All
right.
Wait.
Yeah.
Can I have a super quick scene with Hideaki?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't know how classes really work, but I want to assume like there's just since competition is good, it's just like I imagine it to be like anime style or Korea style, where they just have a big paper of all the scores, and you just 100%. find your name. So Ark wants to stand there beside Hideaki. He sees his score, and then he sees Hideaki's score. And he'll just kind of, from the side, say, "You did well."
Yeah, I, this time has provided some, and some good news from outside has provided a little bit of a focus for me. So I think that's resonating here, which is pretty cool. How'd you do?
I did. He like hesitates a little bit. About as expected.
Yeah? What is about as expected normally for you?
Well, it changes. It depends on what I expect.
What do you expect when it comes to the school? Tests?
I'm expecting less and less as the days go by.
Really? Is it because you're not getting what you want to accomplish out of these tasks?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah. That was sort of what I had trouble with when we first got sort of grounded, trying to switch back to doing school stuff and not, you know, blowing up a public park.
Right, which you switched very quickly. It is good.
Yeah. I think I had a reminder of what I'm here for. Maybe that's something that you need.
Maybe. And Art's going to begin walking out, and then he just kind of calls over his shoulder. He says, but you could have done better. As he's, like, exiting the room.
Actually, he literally couldn't have, but you know.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen. Could he have crit succeeded in any other scenario? Yes. He only got a normal success, so he could have did better.
As we leave the room, you probably need to go back to school for math.
Does it?
Perfect. Wonderful. 10 out of 10. Thank you. So, as we exist in this amorphous time of downtime, definitely a good couple weeks have passed in this time. And somewhere within it, I think it'll be very clear. However, I mean, you can tell me how you hear about it or otherwise. There is a big kind of commotion around, I think it comes right to you all as a rumor because it like half has to do with you all. And whether through Okoro chatting or something like that, you learn that Teacher Ahasuna, one that I have never like talked to you about, but has been on campus, which would be somebody you knew. And I'll really quickly tell you what she is. What group she's in.
She's a teacher.
Yes.
At the Magambia.
What?
What else is there to say?
She probably knows some kind of magic.
She's an Uzumaki teacher.
Hey, I would know them at least a little bit.
That's the storytellers, right?
Yes, she's a female lizard folk. And she's a colorful personality. Like, you definitely know her, Tell. You hear that Teacher Hasuna has sent a group on a task usually given to conversants. And it is being taken by Ignacy. And as you learn about this, one of the times may be that you're like, it's early breakfast, we're all of y'all together, and it's like the day they're headed out. You see Ignacy like in their full like travel gear and travel pack, headed out, not with their cohort necessarily, followed by Essie.
Jumping.
Mariama and Anchor Root.
Yay!
Anchor Root looking so incredibly anxious and nervous, and like five times being like, you hear her like asking Essie, like, do we need more supplies? Could we maybe, like, you know, like there's like this whole moment of anxiety there. But the four of them head off on something that perhaps you would have done.
I tell Hideaki to cast Fireball.
He does.
And he does, and that's the end of the campaign.
See you guys next week for season 3.
So you said we see them go out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask the group to make a perception check against Arafe?
Ooh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this.
I'm not good.
Oh shit, that's a nat 20. 31, let's go! Fucking love this dice.
24 from Ark.
5.
Okay, so it's like Ark and Hideaki if they are paying attention.
Wait, I got 25, sorry. Not 5, 25.
Oh, I was going to say, okay.
Sorry, no. There's no way I could have gotten a 5.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
Then Arafe thinks she's hiding it very well, but you can see that she is actively irritated only that Ignacy is going. The rest of them, she seems very happy. But Ignacy, the minute she sees Ignacy, she is visibly irritated.
Are you mad at them?
I am upset at the situation that he was with us and he gets away scot-free.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He killed someone too.
Sure, and we've killed people before. I imagine it was self-defense.
And yes, and I, again, it's fine. It's just seems a little unfair that the four of us are being grounded and punished for the same situation that Ignacy was part of and participated in and did the same thing, and he's fine.
Maybe he admitted his guilt and then turned us in, and we just did not feel like reporting.
Yeah, maybe.
That's fair. It just doesn't seem fair to me.
Would you have preferred that he also be grounded?
Yes.
Interesting.
I feel he deserves opportunities like this, don't get me wrong, but...
Sure. Actually, they all do.
Oh, of course.
The only additional piece I wanted to just give context for here is, though the incident you are referring to is makes perfect sense, since timelines get wibbly-wobbly, even before Ignacy, you all had skipped a lot of class. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was a combination. Not to, just want to make
the
sure.
The punishment wasn't just murder and arson, it was you guys missing a lot of class.
Not just
make
murder
her feel
and arson.
Any better or worse about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ark will say, so are you upset at Ignacy and them or the school?
Probably more at Ignacy, but I don't know if that's rational to be more upset with Ignacy.
Why are you irrational?
Emotions, Ark. Emotions.
Ark will just nod and say nothing.
They're not easy to control.
Are they still within eyeshot? Sorry.
It's okay. Ark would have just said, it seems, if RFA said they're not easy to control.
Mm. Yeah, the only question I was asking is, are they still in eyeshot?
They're, like, headed out of the dining hall. You can...
He's gonna run over to Ignacy.
Okay. He pauses, like, at the door, probably, like ready to head out. Yes?
Hey! Looks like you're getting ready to head out of here. Excited?
I suppose so.
Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I just wanted to say, first of all, good luck. And when you're back, safe and sound, come find me if you wouldn't mind. There's something that we need to talk about.
Certainly.
All right.
And as he steps away, Essie following up behind him looks at you, gives you a big grin, and then like kind of like punches you on the arm. We're catching up.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Just like you planned.
And like follows after Ignacy.
Hey.
Tal is waving after Miriamma.
and kind of waving back at Essie. I need to talk to you too, actually. Not at the same time.
Sounds like it's a big group get-together, I guess.
Nope, definitely not. It's individual. I need to talk to you and you.
Mariama's just like, Mariama takes this, and as she's like waving at you, Tal, it's just like, literally they're like headed out the door. Anchor Roo had like preceded her. She calls back, party when we get back.
Okay.
And everybody heads out like, oh, big group thing. Okay. And it just takes it and runs with it. And Okoro, who's like sitting a table near you, is like, party. And like they all, it starts getting really excited. Everyone starts kind of going into little conversations to plan a party when everyone returns.
And they never came back.
Uh-huh. Well, we sealed their fate.
That's the towel of their group.
Oh, boy, that's true.
No. Miriama's the. Listen. If anybody. Listen.
Listen.
Miriama's the mess.
Yeah, just like Tao. We're the same.
Is Miriama the cold one or is that Noxola?
Yeah. No, Miriama's the cold one.
Miriama's.
Miriam's the fate ish.
Miriama's the one who accidentally summoned something during a complex mathematical proof.
And the cult one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Accidentally started a cult, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, things happen. I got so drunk one night, I started a cult.
We still need that t-shirt, by the way.
As they leave, Hideaki just says under his breath, just goes, "Here I go."
As this kind of fades out, we'll move forward as, again, your downtime has occurred throughout all of this, right? We're just zooming in on the next moment, which we will bring to their return, their eventual return.
Party.
They were gone for actually a couple days. As you hear a little bit more about it through other people, or I'm sure Koro talks a lot about it. They're apparently were going out to the outskirts of the city. Like, they weren't going into the city. There was something out, like a farmer friend of the teacher or something like that, was having some issues and needed some help. I'd say Okoro and Habram probably focus in on planning this party.
Oh, Tal is 100% there and is taking and is pulling Chizuri in, even though Chizuri probably does not want to be pulled in.
Oh, if he can make money off of getting drinks for everybody, making the drinks, he's in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is nice and elaborate. There is stuff happening.
Oh, yeah.
Are you Tal's pulling anybody else in?
Let's see. We have Habram, Okoro, me, Chizuri.
Habram, Okoro. Glands of. What was
Strands
that?
Of Strands of
Glands of Throwing Dawn.
Oh, boy.
I'm going strong.
Real great. And Noxola, if you hadn't said that. And
I would ask. I mean, I would ask everybody if they wanted to help and see, and including those in my own friend group here.
Can you make me a perception check? This is over the amount of time that the party's being planned, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Maria.
Yeah, I think the moment that Koro was like a party. Tal immediately went over to their little table.
Yep. Yes.
Has been party planning with them. What is this number? It gets harder when the numbers get bigger.
Math.
22. Math.
I think that's good. Continue.
Oh?
I love that. Secrets.
I think you did not succeed.
Oh, I think that's good. Continue. Okay,
sorry,
fine.
Sorry. My bad. I think that's good.
You're
thanks
good.
For your
continue.
Role.
Thanks for your time. You'll be considered your application.
Yeah. I autism. Okay, cool. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
How the fuck dare you?
Oh, amazing.
All right, cool. Excellent. Yeah, but no. Yeah, okay. Tal would ask everybody here, as well as Strands Glowing Dawn and Noxolo.
Yeah.
If
she
they
helps
wanted
you, make
to
make banners.
Yes. Strands Glowing Dawn. And the kids, they can Perfect. Color. They can help.
Yeah.
I'm now imagining a children's banner that says "Welcome Home" and it's spelt wrong with a K instead of a C.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so cute.
Correct.
I think super fast. I think there's initially resistance from Hideaki, only because he's I've had really bad luck with parties here. But eventually, I think he'll concede and help.
No waffles, no.
That's correct. That is correct. It's not. There's no W. No, it's a K. It's a sideways. It's they.
They wrote W a little wrong. It looks like a K. It looks like it says Calcom Home. Calcom Home.
They started writing it in spider speak.
In a naughty. Yeah, great.
Kel Mitchell, welcome home.
So, moving
to Erfe will help in the limited time that she has outside of being Karide's labor.
I think that actually is something that you noticed, Tal, because whatever assignment that you had given to Erfe, like, you check in and, like, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I haven't done it. All right. And then it happens again, like, a little, you're like, damn, what's happening? Like, you noticed this.
Yeah, 100%. After like the second time, I think at the second check-in, Tao would literally just ask, is everything okay?
Just have a lot of work to do. Just kind of getting lost. I'm sorry. I'll get it done soon. Airface visibly tired.
I'd like to imagine that, like, it wasn't, like, a major task. It was, like, folding, like, napkins, paper stars or something like that. Exactly. Something like that. And I think Tal will just walk over and pick up the pile of papers that have very obviously not been touched. It's okay.
Are you sure?
If you have extra time, maybe you should take a nap. Instead of this.
It's okay. It'll be over soon.
You don't look okay, though.
A little stress never hurt anyone?
Oh, that's not right. Nope. My dad had to stop performing for about a month because he had a very terrible pain in his stomach due to stress. So, please take care of yourself. And if I can help, let me know.
I feel like she's about to, like, make another comment, and she's gonna make eye contact with Nox Solo and just get a from Nox Solo.
Gotcha.
I will take better care.
Tal just, like, nods and squints a little bit and says, I'm going to check in on you.
I know you will. But as you walk away, you're just going to hear, I want them to have the party.
Of course.
Okay.
Listen, Ignacy sucks sometimes, and I think Tal leans on the doorway a little bit. I agree with you. I think that he should have. I think he got away with not being punished as much, probably because he told on us, but I don't know. I agree with you. I think he's opportunistic.
I just don't want anyone to think I didn't do it because I'm upset. That's not it.
Oh, I don't think anybody would have said that. Well, Ark might have said, maybe. I'll make sure that they know I took it away from you and you were begging me to not do that.
Oh, please, no, let me do it, please. Yeah. You're like, and, do that, like, yeah, feigning over the desk thing.
Mm-hmm. Rin, like pushes it further away from you, like, as Tal picks it up. Perfect.
Thanks, Tal.
We have one more?
Yeah. If Tal has a moment, he's gonna walk over, like he's probably putting up, like, mid, like, helping put up the welcome home sign or whatnot.
It's Calcom Home.
Calcom Home, please.
You can tell that, like, something is off about Hideaki right now.
Visibly, or is there, like, a smell? Okay.
No, visibly. It's a smell. He's drank a lot of wine. No.
Okay.
Okay. Fuck. Okay. So, Remember how we talked about, like, I need to talk to, like, a couple people about, like, how I feel, and then so I was going to do that, and then suddenly there's a party, and, like, fuck, I don't know what to do, and they're, like, coming back, and then, yeah.
Stop.
Okay. Yeah.
What are... You're nervous about talking to people?
No. I'm not nervous. I was just like hoping to, like, I had to have like a very like optimal like sequence of situation, and then now there's a party, and again, like, I cannot overstate this. Clearly, me and parties are just like not cool, I guess, because everything.
Talis gonna just interrupt you by putting, like, slowly reaching forward and putting her hands on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Okay. You seem very nervous about the timing of everything.
Yep.
These conversations sound like they're important.
They always seem to be, and I'm very good at them.
Then they can then wait for an opportune time that's not this party, maybe. Because they're going to be tired, and you're going to be stressed.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe give it a day.
But like, two of them already know that I want to talk to them one on one. So like, right? They may tee it up already, and so like this, like. Yeah.
Give it time.
Okay.
If they want to talk to you right away, that's on them.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll just. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But, and then Tal's just gonna like give you like a little pat on the shoulder and like pull away. Just keep breathing. I'm sure that it's going to be okay. Whatever the conversation is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be fine. Just. Take a little pressure off yourself.
Can I say something that may come out insulting?
Sure.
This feels so—it feels so much more difficult than when I was trying to talk to you.
When? Which time?
When I professed my entire world and feelings to you and cried and stuff. Yeah, that time specifically is what I'm referring to.
Maybe that's why you have such a bad time at parties, because. You choose parties to have life-altering conversations.
But I did it this time. Like I like did it before that, and then suddenly a party happened like around it.
You can still have the conversation later, after the party, as in a day later. Give them a chance. They're going to be tired.
Yeah. Okay. And then he says, "Okay," and gives you a big hug. Thank you. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Yep. Let's do banners. Banners. Yep.
I'm just gonna hand you like a handful of streamers and point
these are
to
really
a wall.
Pretty. Yeah.
And send you away to put that energy somewhere else in the world.
Perfect. So what we'll do is zoom kind of back in on the arrival day or however. And when they probably return, you know, at some point in the afternoon. And you all wait and planned it for like the evening. But everything's basically ready to go. So like the banners of Kelcom home and everything are up on their return. But you give them that chance to like rest up from their journey. You can tell there's some dried blood on their clothes. Like they very much look like you look when you return from however many events. And we'll kind of go over after they freshen up and everything, and we go forward to the evening to the party. This is a zoom out moment. We'll zoom back in a second. To basically, everybody's here once again. Kind of think back to after the sparring piece with the Leshies. You know, it's another one of those times where, and it's been a little bit actually, I think that's one of the reasons everyone was so excited to do this, is have that opportunity where everyone is back and everyone has a moment to party. So everyone who you want to be here can be here. Whatever you want to do, you can do. There's a couple of things that you will hear about throughout the night. I'm going to start with the stories of how their trip went. And we'll kind of use that as to zoom back in and take it wherever you want to go from there. So there is, initially it's like a little awkward because no one's drunk in anything yet. And, you know, someone was playing music and they're, you know, it's just a little, okay, starting off party. Eventually Okoro is just like, come on, tell us how it is. What happened? What'd you do? And you find out that they went off to the farms off of Natambu, like out of Natambu, inland a little bit away from the rivers. And there was a farmer friend of Teacher Hasunu who needed, basically her livestock were being threatened. And she was trying to get some help for them. And nobody really was answering her from the city. So she reached out to her connect at the Magambia, which is Teacher Hasunu, and asked for some help. And it turns out that there were these like, I have them written here. There were some giant mosquitoes and mosquito swarms that were in the area, and they had gathered recently, and they had needed dispersing, basically. And it was a combination of finding them and tracking them and survival based and all sorts of stuff. And they went inland to Florida. And then eventually were able to kind of deal with everything. It's a little odd for sure. I mean, they usually, like, there's conversation that breaks out from this of like, that's kind of so weird. I think Mariama, in her conspiracy theory kind of style, is going off on 1,001 reasons why. She's just like, what if they were coming for me because they, like, it was just like all sorts of things that were going on. And she's like, I wonder if all the bugs are connected, and they're, and like, she goes off on these different theories of like, well, there was bugs on campus recently, and now there's bugs out in this, and the only connected pieces, well, us, so it has to be one of the four of us, like the three that, or the four that went out, right, that has to be drawing, like she's just going off on different, like, conspiracy theories, probably to the absolute enrapturement of Okoro. Anchor Root is just enjoying this as well. Havrum is, like, immediately dismissing this and, like, turning to other things. Havrum immediately is just like, what's that, to something that Ignacy's holding. You didn't have that before. And it turns out, like, oh, this was what they gave us to, like, Ignacy says it very casually, but this is what they gave us in thanks. It's one of their prized possessions, apparently. Tal, your ears pick this up as Havrum, like, takes the bag and is just like, it's like weirdly, like, kind of like soft and like furry a little. As he's just like, what is this? And he like touches it. As he pets it, it's the bag begins to purr.
What? Ignacio, Desir also what sits is forward. That? Why is it making noises?
She calls it a bag of cats.
What? immediately looks towards Chizire.
Chizire raises an eyebrow.
The two cat folks and, like, in the room, like, being like, huh?
And like basically asks for it from Havrum, who tosses it over. And just, it is a second where you're so worried that he's not going to reach over to catch it, Chizire.
No, Tal's not worried. Tal's not worried. Yeah. Tal knows. But Tal is going to go over there with Chizire to look at this.
You want to open it?
Concerned. Yes.
Yeah.
She wants it right meow.
Okay.
Boo.
Make sure I get this right. Okay. So basically, as you go to open it, Ignacy, you see, like, or you probably don't. You're talking to Chizire, Tal, but Ark, you're like eye on Ignacy. You see him reach out to be like, to like maybe stop this, but he just lets it happen instead. You open the bag and nothing like happens for a second, Chizire turns it over and just shakes it for a second to like dislodge whatever is inside it. The opening of the bag, like almost like you're very familiar with an extra dimensional like bag of holding.
Uh-huh.
But you see the head and then the body and then the full existence as a leopard comes out in front of you.
Sheesh. Art draws his weapon.
It is like a summon animal. Basically it's a third level summon animal. It produces a leopard once per day. And because we'll say Chizire was the main one who did this, you see him kind of like put a hand out and the leopard like makes that little like back of the throat gargle chirps. And yeah, like chirps and like waits. And so like, he's not attacking, but there's a leopard here now suddenly in the middle of this party and like Anchor Root like screeches and like scrambles back.
He's going, that's awesome.
Okay. They just look like peeking over the leopard to Ignacy. They just had this.
Was it apparently like a gift?
Yes, it was one of their prized possessions they've had for a while, and they haven't used it or had a use for it, so they thanked us with it.
Nice. That's awesome.
Well. Okay.
Okoro types like, wait. I've heard of this. This a bag. Leopard? Hold on. The bag. Can I see the bag? Like to Chizire, who like passes it off.
I'm just patting the top of the leopard's head.
Specifically this type of bag or other bags like it? Because I'm starting to wonder if there are bags of foxes and I'm really concerned.
Okay, hold on. Don't freak out, okay?
Me?
And he takes the bag and Okoro takes the bag, opens it, and like starts pulling it over his head, and it inexplicably gets like bigger as he pulls it down over his entire body.
Oh, you okay?
As it comes off of him, he exits the bag in the form of a large cat. This is a Koro. Whoa! As a cat.
Now is he like
as a cat?
Is like, he like a Disneyland like, cat?
Like me and Chizire no. kind of cat like, person, or
it's like the it's like another leopard. Like he's a little he's a Koro sized. Like it's not quite a leopard. You can see certain markings that make you identify it. Like if,
but not
if
like a Koro's an wearing like a necklace. Cat.
No, like another cat, like another leopard. And it kind of like sits down and like raises a paw and like waves it awkwardly because it's not quite meant to do so. And you see like the pattern of the leoparding is like mimics vaguely the clothing. Like he has the necklace around. Like this is a Koro.
Whoa.
That is amazing. I'm really impressed.
Fun. And Akora like dismisses it after a second.
Can I do it? Is it like I wouldn't be like upsetting anybody if I do that? I would like to do that. Please.
You take the bag and you after Akora like transforms back the bag in his hand. And like better this? For that it is basically a effect of a third level animal form.
Mm-hmm.
So like wild shape kind of deal. And you try to take it. You try to put the bag over your head and it's like not quite fitting. And you think if it had this effect, it's not working in it right now.
Is it like you're gonna hear it like his head? Like, is it like, or how far down his head does it go?
Let's say you manage to get it like tightly over your eyes. Like,
it's not working.
I must only be able to do it once per day.
That makes sense. I could have definitely identified it and not looked like a moron. Cool.
I mean, it's a party. You might as well try, right?
That's what most magic items do.
Ignacy, like, just goes over to Mariama and was like, I was a cat! And, like, high fives her.
Ignacy does or Okoro does?
Okoro.
I was going to say, that sound feels so out of character.
So sorry.
Tal, like, while all of this is, like, transpiring and the high five is happening, leans over to Chizire and just, like, in a very low voice, whispers to him, well, I guess everyone's going to just have to admit that it's better to be a cat.
You see him grin. I suppose we could show them the superiority here by having this one do something? Do you have any ideas? Like, the leopard is still just laying there at this point. Yeah. And you can tell he wants to play a prank. Like, anybody look like they need a drink?
As that's happening, like, Hideaki's handing the bag back over to
Inasu. Yeah.
Probably Hideaki, because it would be funny, and also he would get a kick out of it. He wouldn't get mad.
And you see him just kind of, like, look over at the leopard, who begins to, like, stretch and get up. What is your intent here? Do you want, so you can have it, like, walk over and spill a drink, something? You could have it do it, like, what do you want?
No, I don't want it to spill anything on Hideaki, mostly because Hideaki's clothes are very colorful and stains on those would be ridiculous.
Chizuru but starts off by, like, taking a glass and placing it on the leopard's head, like, balanced.
I think what Tao wants to try to do is to try to convince Hideaki that this leopard is actually casting magic. And to do this, we'll progress with Chizure, because I've got magic items that I keep forgetting about, one of which gives me Mage Hand.
Yes.
And
we'll say at this point, like, drinks are, like, flowing. Like, we're getting on. Like, I don't want this to be early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I want to, where Chizuru was going, which is delivering a drink via the top of this leopard's head. But I want, when the leopard approaches Hideaki, to have it sit down and then to have Tao try to, like, float the glass, like, up to eye level. And
I think something Chizuru does, like, makes the eyes of the cat glow for a second as the magic is happening, just to really
like for a second, like, he's having, like, a small flashback to, like, the fucking, like, fight in the whatever the zooey thingy that we're in.
Oh, yes.
The menagerie. Yeah.
So there's, like, an immediate, like, whoa, hey, cool, we're cool, I like cats, yeah, it's fine, yeah, you're good.
The leopard just raises one paw as the drink starts floating upwards.
Shut up. And, like, he puts his hand under it, like, underneath.
Everybody use that arc. You're seeing this?
Yeah.
Am I seeing through it, or am I just seeing it?
I mean, make a perception check.
What if I make an arcana check?
Sure, I'll allow it. Say, you know, well, summon enough, animal, how that works.
See Tao.
Yeah, I have the spell. Like,
yeah.
All right. 28.
Oh, 100. You can absolutely see that, like, in the Tao is casting magic.
Right. For
in
sure.
This, yeah. Like, you can see that that's what Tao is doing.
And summon animal does not. The leopard don't do non-leopard things.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll just stay quiet, and he actually takes, like, a step back away from the situation.
Okay, so, like, what actually, well, you know what, I can't, I'm not telling you what to do, I'm not saying that I'm not impressed, leopard.
The cat begins to put its paw down and starts standing up from its sitting position, and cup floats, like, closer over to your face, it's, like, right in front of your face now.
Is there like, a drink in the cup, or is it an empty
cup? Yeah, it's a full, it's, like, a drink.
He just takes the cup, and then realizing he has two drinks in his hand.
Yeah.
To you all.
The cat immediately, like, turns around. Like, suddenly, as soon as
is
you
it,
grab
is
the
still,
drink,
is it still like up on his hind legs, or like did it come back?
Oh no, it's come back down now.
Okay,
and it like stretches that cat-like way and then flicks its tail up, so, like, it's just butt in your face as cats do.
I forgot. Oh, Erfe, make a perception check.
Tal is trying so hard to suppress The giggles.
Giggles, yes. Yep. Perfect.
20. I'm not doing well today.
No? How much was tired. It?
20? 20. Solid.
20? That's enough, actually. That's kind of what where I was thinking. You see, like, the same stars in his eyes that you saw during the circus. Like, just the absolute... Like the absolute...
The
like,
wonder.
Suspension of
oh, my God.
Belief.
Magic at a magic school.
Jazeera's cracking up. I think Okoro is in on this now, who's, like, seen this at some point.
100%, yeah. The three of us should not be together.
Y'all are a problem. That's very sure.
So, shenanigans are not happening with the leopard best you can, as long as the spell lasts. What else is happening?
It's not long. And I think, like, at this point, like, the leopard probably has moved on, so he's just, he's kind of, like, scanning the room a little bit and, like, kind of taking in, like, giving himself permission to, like, not have the spotlight for the first time in a while. And he's just kind of relaxing.
Nice.
I think Tal,
Go ahead.
No, good. You go ahead. You.
You.
I demand it.
Okay. Ark,
remember, she controls time.
That's true. Ark, at some point, wants to have a conversation with Arafe, like, relatively privately, if that makes sense. Like, still in the party, he's not going to ask Arafe to, like, leave the party, but...
That's fair.
Let me ask real quick, who's drinking?
Ark is.
Me!
Me! Okay.
Arafe is nursing a drink because she's very tired and she's hanging. I feel like she's hanging out with the mellow people of Noxolo and Strands Glowing Dawn.
Yes, yes, perfect.
The mom and the goth.
The mom, the goth, like, and the nurse. Corner. It's been a long day.
There's Snaggles there. Like the Anchor Roots Chicken is there. It's like the petting corner of like the chill.
Yeah. Ark's hanging out with Ignacio or nobody.
Excellent.
So Ignacio bust.
Yep.
Ignacio bust. So in this moment, you can absolutely, like, Ignacio just, like, excuses himself to, like, you were hanging out with him and he's excused himself so temporarily. So feel free.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, at some point, Ark would just find a way and or if they cross paths during this time, like, he's not looking to talk to Arafe very specifically about anything, but at some point I imagine they cross paths and Ark would be like, how is everything?
Stressful, but fine. How about for you?
I think it is going good. It seems you are working for the teacher now?
My snake bit her and she's upset. So... yeah, I'm kind of her errand boy for a while.
Did you tell her to? Tell the snake?
No, I have no idea. She was absolutely fine with the rest of the students, and then Karide showed up, and she literally left my grasp and went and just bit her, like, straight for her.
That seems like an unfair punishment, then.
She has not been happy with me for a while. She's very much a favoritism teacher, and ever since our little fireball incident, she's been awful, to be honest.
Is that your fault?
I don't think so, but she is volatile at the best of times.
Does that mean emotions?
Yes. She has... she lets them direct her greatly, in my opinion.
The volatile would be she makes poor decisions because of her emotions, correct?
I think so, yes. I think she lets them blind her a little more than most.
Right. Understood. Hope you have a rest after the party.
I do too. And she is noticing that Ark was asking emotion questions again.
Mm-hmm. I think in this moment, there's a bit of an uproar in the side of the group that Okoro is now talking to Habram and Mariama. And somehow Noxolo also is in there. And they're kind of like, Okoro's like raising an eyebrow. And then like, and then eventually it's just like, no, no, I'm not saying you did. I was just curious. And Habram's like, I had nothing to do with them. I don't know why you would ask me. And like, he's being incredibly defensive. And Noxolo is just trying to like, all right, like, well, no one's accusing you, Habram. It was just curious about the fires. It's okay. And like, all of this stuff is kind of like being talked about.
Walking over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can kind of come in on this, and XL is just like, it's no secret you tend to be a fire starter, Habram, but that's not a character flaw. Habram, like, getting kind of like ready now and is drunk a little bit much. So is like, I'm not saying it is. I like fire, but I didn't do it. And like, it's just very like kind of flabbergasted and very loud here. And Okoro is just like, all right, yeah, no, you didn't do it. Like, not helping situation.
Hideaki will put like a hand on or like on Okoro's shoulder. Do what?
Oh, I was just talking to Essie and Mariama about the fires that I was around campus. And I was joking and saying that, you know, well, I wasn't joking. I really was curious if Habram was doing it. But he says he wasn't.
There are fires?
You see Arafe look at you, Hideaki, and give you a smile. And be like,
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to talk to you. And like Okoro in there, kind of gossiping way, appraises you of like, well, there was one a few nights ago, and basically one of the like buildings, off, not very used, like a less used lab, basically, some kind of fire had been started on the outside of the lab. And nobody was like aware of what happened, basically. So rumors were going around. And then the other night, like probably just the night before, another fire was found.
It was found in the Carnivorous Gardens.
Well, still we know the culprit of that.
Still burning to this
day. Roll credits.
If you walk by,
gardens.
You can hear the screams of carnivorous plants.
Nobody could so put true. It out. Not until the end of time.
Okay, so the results
like the
were
Hideaki's passion. It could not be quelled.
Well,
there was a fire that was started outside of a lecture hall that wasn't used this semester. A currently empty dormitory, and like I said, a alchemical lab that is not the it's not, it people use it but not frequently.
Huh. That's odd.
Am I?
Sorry. You hear this? Yeah.
Okay.
This is like Habram was so loud everywhere.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Ark is moseying over at this point, but Hideaki still feel free to go.
By the way, we actually need to catch up, you and I. Itono Okoro. But certainly, as a co-founder of Hang Gliders R Us, Habram would certainly never set fires array on purpose or on accident.
He immediately puts
an
arm around you, and he's dwarf, and he's not quite tall enough to do it over his shoulder, so he just kind of like grabs you around, and is just like, see? My buddy here knows that though I do
co-founders
admittedly like fire, I would never do such a thing.
And also, it is simply a coincidence that we are both accused of starting fires recently. It is
exactly.
Definitely not.
I need to get you
nothing
a drink.
To do.
Room is like gonna grab more.
I still had one, but I will take a whatever number it is. Yep.
You probably finally finished like one of your drinks.
Yeah. 100%.
And now you have your back to having two again.
Right.
And I exactly. think at that point, like when Hayrim walks off, Ark will pop in and say, it sounds like the fires were started at unoccupied buildings.
Indeed.
Yeah, seems so, says Okoro.
It seems
we
weird.
We have a lot of those. Remember how when we were investigating the Hababe building and we were just like, why? There's so much like storage and like unused buildings. Like, I'm not saying that like we should just go around and like burn stuff down, but I am saying like Naxolo, if we're not like using shrugs. It.
But oh, listen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's a magical school where so many come and go. It's bound to have organizational and administrative failings, if you will.
Hiccups. Don't even get me started.
When half of the lore speakers come and go off campus for months at a time, a building out of use here is a building completely in use a month later.
Unless it's on fire.
That's true.
I just find it interesting that someone who is willing to start fires does enough research about a school that either they're in or not in would know exactly what buildings are unoccupied. Because while we do have a lot, there are more buildings occupied, I think.
Since Abram has walked away, Mariama leans in. Unless it's somebody on campus, glances over in like nods in Habram's direction, who really did do it.
Well, okay. I don't know if... here's the thing. I think it is no coincidence that fires are happening right after a fire happened in the city by someone. Me.
Yes, it could have been Hideaki. So
it certainly could have been me. It was not. Because I was studying.
So, Okoro was like, so two potential culprits.
I literally just ruled us out, Okoro. I literally just ruled us out.
And this is like maybe a little of the alcohol, but Art gets like a little louder and he goes, but if it was Hideaki or Habram, they would probably claim it.
Mariama points to you, Ark, like, that's a good point.
And also, I don't know shit about the buildings here. It's a lucky that I can find Jonatimo's office every once in a while.
You are ahead of me in classes. You must be smart enough to know about the buildings. I do.
I mean, I am smart enough. I just choose not to. Sometimes part of the reason why I'm more successful than you is
because...
That is
your downfall, yes.
What's my downfalling?
Choosing not to apply yourself.
Because I choose to focus on things that are more important.
Noxolo is like leaning in and smiling.
Noxolo gives you a very worried look, Erfay. Like, do we need to step in here?
Nope, just let them go. This is fantastic.
Let them go.
Meanwhile, on like the other side of the room, Tal is just like hearing this start, like an ear just turns in that direction.
Yep, totally,
yes,
totally,
and
totally.
Is like peeking up.
Right.
Like you and Chizire are on like ready. The most. Comfortable beanbag chairs. Like this is the best spots.
It's showtime. Yeah. Popcorn.
Erfay leans over to Noxolo and goes, "They're not rivals."
I find it so funny, R2, that suddenly I surpass you, and then suddenly I'm the one that's like unfocused, and you were just preparing for my downfall from grace. Well, guess what? Not gonna fucking happen.
I never said you were unfocused. I said you focused on the wrong things.
And yet, I'm beating your ass.
Okoro's like, it's totally egging this on.
Yes, that is what I started the conversation with.
Erfay's starting to pay a little bit of attention because Hideaki's voice shifted from joking to getting to seriousness. Mm-hmm. So she's starting to pay closer attention.
Yeah, I think Tal is like, looks over to Chizire and just mouths, I'll be right back. And is gonna...
He mouths back, you're lost.
That is another one of your downfalls.
What's another one of my downfalls?
Well, you don't accept help because you think you're further ahead of everyone.
That's not true. At all.
I was just trying to tell you something you did incorrectly.
Hey, Arafe, did I ask you for help the other day?
Arafe said something that Ark would have heard. I just want you to say it one more time.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm...
Pot calling the kettle black on that one, Noxeldo.
Oh.
I think Ark hears this, but doesn't quite know what it means.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. It's an idiom. That's true.
And then Hideaki will 100% say, Arafe, did I not ask you for help just the other day?
You ask me for help all the time.
Right. And also, isn't me going to your sparring club every morning also me asking you for help? Because no. How is that not the case?
Because I opened it up to you.
But I chose to go.
Did you ask the school for help?
In the manner of speaking, by attending, sure. Because the idea is...
You asked the ground you walk on for help, then.
Not physically. They're not exactly the best at communicating, R2.
But you have walked... Speaking of, Talus...
Go ahead, I think Talus gets interrupted.
Talus literally... Yeah, no, 100%. Talus is going to interrupt and walk between the two of you.
Yep.
And if you're... did you walk close enough? Not like... Close, but like close enough that if Tal went between you and like put arms around separated. You, I could do that.
100%, because
were
Hideaki
you rivals t-shirt okay, close? Cool.
We were definitely rivals t-shirt close.
Yeah. Then Tal is just gonna like part the waters and then just scoop around both of you, either an arm or like you know
both of
whatever.
You kind of get forced ducked down for this.
Yeah, because I'm short.
Because I'm tall.
Yeah, and you're both very tall. So Tal just like. Tiptoes up and then kind of pulls you down.
This is supposed to be a fun time. A party time. And Tal's like looking towards both of them. Why are we having what sounds like it could be an argument?
Is this an argument?
Tal was like looking around and makes eye contact with Arafe.
This feels like a regular.
It appears to be an argument. It is a little bit uncomfortable to watch.
I see.
So. I see. Kind of mimic, like, funnily enough, with an arm similarly around Habram, an arm around Essie, walking back towards this piece, going. What is Habram talking about regarding proving his innocence about fire?
He didn't start the fires, Essie.
It was always burning.
There's the hunt now? Damn it. This is really good.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
I low-key want a hero point for that, so please take a hero point for that.
Give it away.
We didn't start the fire.
Oh my god.
It was always
burning. Fuck me. I'm fucking toast. Oh, it's fucking perfect.
Tal just like pats the shoulders of the two large, tall folk.
Boys. Yeah.
I'm like 5'9", thanks.
Yeah,
I'm 5'2". You're tall.
And I'm like 6'3".
And then it's like this.
You're actually just like swinging between them.
Yeah.
We're accidentally weakening at Bernie's view.
100%. But just gives you a little pat and says, Have fun.
I'm having fun.
Maybe different fun. And it's just going to like let you go and give you just like a tiny push away from each other. Not like a push, but just like a little like maybe mingle somewhere else.
Yeah.
And is going to turn towards Arafe and just do this.
Ark will give you a half bow, Hideaki. And then just kind of turn on his healing, go elsewhere.
Okay.
And he just turns to everyone else. And that, everyone, is a typical Hideaki Ark 2 conversation.
And this is normal.
Yep.
I think Habram comes up to you, though. Essie's like kind of propping him up. Habram has drunk a little bit too much and is now immediately grabbing you as you've kind of been separated in this moment, Hideaki, and is just like, we need to hunt fire. Let's go.
Wait. Why do we need to hunt fire? Why do we need to hunt fire right now?
Hunt fire.
What? What a sentence. Hold on. We have plenty of fire.
He like pauses and he turns to you. He like, let's go. And he like looks at you and he's like, come down. Come here.
Come,
and, like makes you like lean down.
Oh, like,
yeah, like, get to eye level.
Okay. Yeah.
And he looks at you.
Is Okoro with us as well?
Everybody's around here.
Yeah.
He's like, you and me.
Yeah.
We have to prove our innocence.
Do we?
This is slander. Wait. I won't have it. he starts getting really loud in your face.
Like clasps his shoulders. Wait. I don't think that anyone actually truly believes that it's you or me.
No, I won't have my name be even remotely
close. Besmirched is the word you're looking for. Yep.
Besmirched?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In regard to these fires. You see his like eyes like light up in fire. And but you wonder, maybe, how much does Habram like fire?
Right. And I was like, but maybe we can do it after a nap.
Tomorrow. Bright and early. First thing when
after
he turns around,
club,
points at Anchor Roots Chicken. When that crows roost.
Does it cook? Does it? It's not a... It's not a clock.
Anchor Root, and he turns to like find Anchor Root. He's like, clock. What? And gets pulled into a conversation of like, what noise does a chicken make?
And so he's just gone. Yeah. Like he just turns around to everyone else that's listening. He's just like, yeesh.
I think at some point, like Tal's kind of made their way back towards wherever Chizuri is. I know at the end of the last session that you had mentioned that Tal had started to see more frequently the threads of connection between people.
Yeah, in absolutely.
Waking space. And
do you want to try to look at it? Like look for it?
Yeah, kind of in this with all of these people that Tal knows and is friendly with all in one place. With a little help of the Chizuri special of beverages is kind of like, I wonder where all of these connections intermingle.
Yeah. Make me an occult check as you try to tune in. Now you're fully rested technically, you know, all your spell slots, so it's gonna be a lower DC.
Yay! Kid's still poisoned though, because I didn't figure out that I was cursed.
Love that.
So, how would I? Okay. I'm trying to. Okay. Don't even worry about it. Oh, no! What is this? Occultism. The thing that I'm good at. 21.
Okay. You kind of like have Call Nim a little closer to you. Just something about that seems to help. Mm-hmm. And you have like a hand on Nim. And you try to just like, are you sitting back down as you kind of just like looking around?
Yeah, if I can get a clear like view of most everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Um, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear a point though?
She's never asked like this before. I don't like it.
what is the raw roll that you rolled?
I rolled a 7.
That's what I was going to
guess. So, yeah.
It's my favorite question as a Pathfinder 2 EGM.
Yeah.
Do you want to hero point that? No matter what the roll is.
I will hero point it.
Yeah.
Spend that fate altering whatever. Natural 20.
There it is.
For a 34.
Isn't fate such a wonderful thing?
Sure.
I don't and make the rules.
Then I die. I explode. I die.
Your eyes... You're closer to Chizuri right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Chizuri might even notice a golden like glint in your eye as you shift your focus from not necessarily this plane, but from the tangible and real to the fluid and fate. And you see, as you always do immediately, the bright thread between you and Nim. And then you kind of, from your chest, see splintering outwards almost. And it's odd how this thread is taut like wire sometimes, where how it splits and turns, and loose as yarn in others when it ducks around like objects or things like that. Like it's this weird, you couldn't place it to a real world material. And you see in front of you the connections. A line thin but solid between you and Ark. The line between you and Hideaki. The line between you and Arafe. As you're seeing this, you know these don't last long. So where do you look?
Who do you care about?
Choose your destiny.
Ignasi.
Ooh.
That's where I'm gonna start.
You look to Ignasi and you see that similar threads that splinter out of him and how they connect to those around him. You see in the immediate, stronger, brighter, heavier lines connecting between those he had just left on a mission with, Essie, Mariama, and Anchor Root. And almost as you're watching, you see them fading to regular lines. And you find the one brightest thread and see it directly to Arc 2. You glance at Arc 2.
Mm-hmm.
You see that bright thread that you know came from Ignasi, and you watch glinting, faint, thin gossamer, the connections from all three of you, how thin they get when they touch Ark. I'll let you glance one other area.
And that's different. And it's different.
It's just dimmer. Different with Ignasi.
Compared to the one that is connecting to Ark from Ignasi. Is that what
yes, I'm... Ignasi's is, okay. is brighter. Thicker.
Okay.
Your natural 20. I'll let you do one more.
Look. Oh my god.
Change.
Okay.
Too much. OP.
Get yourself intertwined with fate. Like, just do it.
I tried. I read the book. You haven't talked to me.
With due respect,
you haven't talked to me.
I picked up fortune telling lore, and I have yet to use it. So,
hey, guess what? Fortune telling is BS. That ain't fate, bro. That's the power of suggestion.
I think at this point, I'm the only one who hasn't read that book.
I don't know if Ark has.
I don't think Ark has because he doesn't.
Oh, I thought Ark had for some reason.
Nah, that book's crap.
I have a question for Duval.
Hello.
Is Avernoza out?
No.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. Let's have some fun with it. Roll a D100.
Okay. Is this just an over under?
Yes.
Okay.
50-50?
Yep. And the reason is for. What you got?
I want to hear your reason.
The reason is to determine if, as like a fun party thing,
he's about to do it.
100%.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, I rolled double digits of 77.
Yeah. 77. That's a great number.
So whatever that gives.
You had to roll above a 51. He's out.
Yeah, I think Hideaki at this moment is over by the animal corner. Actually engaged in probably a conversation with Anchor Root for a brief moment.
Oh my god, I love it, yay!
Of like talking, because like you see her like struggling with Habram, and in an attempt to like just disrupt whatever's happening there, you bring over Noza.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so that catches your attention out of the corner of your eye, Tal, and you go from Ark to over Noza.
Mm-hmm.
The manifestation of over Noza. You watch it in this odd time of as it happens and as these strings shift and move, which you don't often get to see as he appears, you see the bright beam of connection between Over Noza and Hideaki, like shining so brightly. And the additional thread that immediately attaches to you from Over Noza, and then a thread from Over Noza to Arafe, and a thread from Over Noza to Rin. And that, I think, is a good time
to go
to
break. What a great time to go to break!
That sounds like
a good time to go to break. Oh boy! That sounds perfect!